Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Her Father's Sins, Queenie Sagas, Book 1, written by Josephine Cox and read by Sherry Baines.
Get that little bastard out of my sight!
As George Kenny's hard-clenched fist struck the tabletop with violent force, Biddy clasped the frail, shivering girl to her, and in defiant voice she rebuked her brother.
Let the poor child be, George Kenny. When in God's name will you stop blaming the lass? Lord knows it wasn't her fault any more than it were yourn.
As Biddy's words permeated the drunkenness of his befuddled mind, George Kenny rose from his seat with slow, threatening deliberation. His thick, towering frame blocked the sun's rays from the window behind him, throwing the whole room into a darkness as evil as the hatred on his face. The watery blue eyes glittered with a bright, liquid reflection of the constant intake of booze which flowed through his blood, washing away any remnant of decency or self-respect. The thick, lank hair tumbled about his heavy features like brown, matted straw, and his wide bottom lip momentarily hung open. Now it quickly tightened as he bellowed with rage.
Do as I bloody tell you, woman. Get the brat out of here.
At once the jug he was holding left his hand in a propulsion of fury to hit the wall just right of the woman and child. Its stinking contents splattered over Biddy and the child, Queenie, soaking them in its sticky, boozy odour. Small of stature, but not of heart, Biddy took a bold, defiant step forward and drew the child closer to her as she addressed her brother in a strong, determined voice.
There'll come a day, George Kenny, when you'll rue the divilish way you treat this child.
She paused momentarily, looking at the creature before her, remembering the man who had returned from battle some 7 short years before. Though the physical similarities were still evident, the change in his character was not easy for her to accept. Yet, if she was to admit it to herself, the signs might well have been inherent in her brother's makeup these many years. Only, in her love for him, she had chosen not to see them. Now she waited for a sign of remorse. When none was forthcoming, she held his eyes with hard directness, concluding,
I'm thankful our mam's not here to see this day. These past 7 years since the Lord took Cathy, you've made this child's life a misery. And you, with the weight of sin dragging you down.
She raised a staying hand as George Kenny manoeuvred his great cumbersome body around the table towards her, his face hideously twisted as he hissed,
Whatever sins I carry, woman, I'll be the one to answer for. So shut your mouth and take care, or face the consequences.